Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, guys, breaking news. The New England Patriots have signed Mike Gesicki from the Miami Dolphins, free agent tight end, to a one-year deal. This is a Jonnu Smith replacement, and it is a definite upgrade over Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a major, you know, game-changing move, but a positive signing for the New England Patriots. Mike Gesicki will join Greg Fourier and myself on Mack Island.
Yeah. Solid player, Wiggy?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
maybe somebody was listening over there to your lead saying that Billy O'Brien needs that second tight end.
Yeah, I think when you kind of look at this situation here, I think it's a guy you bring in that has the potential to be really good. He had a little bit of a down year last year, dealt with some injuries. One-year deal, so that tells me he's like kind of like on a prove-it type of thing. Like, let me show everybody I still got it and try to hit that big payday. So I think it's a solid move.
Okay. The social media sleuths were on this yesterday because Mac started following him on Instagram, and then he started following the Patriots.
Oh, and so, a quick note, the person that told me about the Bill O'Brien situation was also told me like 5 days ago the Patriots are signing Gesicki. So pretty good source.
Oh, wow. Was it Eric Schaub?
It's not anymore, but it was an Eric Schaub.
Okay. He sent me a DM, Eric Schaub, this morning.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I forwarded it to Ethan for the Twitch. It just
sadly,
said, loved you and scream.
Sadly, I bet.
Loved you and scream.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's very nice.
That's a great DM.
Yeah, really nice of him.
Sadly,
great.
Courtney, I bet that wasn't the first Eric Schaub sent to your DM.
All right. Well, making moves, not the splashes that Wiggy wants.
No, that's not like moving the needle. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like in a huge direction, yeah. So, but it's something, right? Now, maybe what it tells me is now maybe they use that first round pick, and I know Shime has been on this with a couple other guys, a couple different players, is maybe they use that first round draft pick on a wide receiver. So you have two solid tight ends in Hunter Henry and Gesicki. Right, your expectations are those guys should be valuable for Mac Jones. Then you have Tyquan Thornton, who's kind of going into his second year. You have Juju, who's your kind of new Jacoby Myers, Devontae Parker, Kendrick Bourne, and then if you go get the kid Quentin Johnson or the Mbabwe kid, maybe that's their thought process.
Curtis, you brought up Mac Island. Kudos to Sensei, the official courtroom artist of this program, on the Mack Island artwork yesterday. That was fantastic.
Absolutely incredible. I so admire people that can draw and paint because I can't even do a stick figure.
Yeah.
And what Sensei does is spectacular.
I mean, awesome. I don't know if he represented you well when it came to the legs. You looked a little bit chicken leggy there on Mack Island.
I have to say, the eyebrows are my most prominent feature in the painting, and I think they are excellent.
But the addition of Foyer on Mack Island warranted a little bit of artwork by our guy Sensei, so he did a great job with it. It's on my Instagram, Greg Hill, WEEI. If you're not following me on Instagram, you should be. So.
Kraft in the background, too, was a nice little
Robert
addition.
Yes, Robert Kraft is hanging there off a palm tree on Mack Island.
The question is, what does that picture look like come midway to the end of the season? I can't wait to see
just
that drawing.
I'm alone on Mack Island.
I think you're alone on Mack Island, and you're just kind of like, and there's a timer going off in the background, like this thing's ready to blow up, and you're still saying, no, I don't believe so.
All right, we got time for a few more news stories, Courtney. What do you want to do?
Let's do police in Shrewsbury, who announced an investigation yesterday after a report of a man posing as an Uber driver tried to pick up a bunch of kids at a bus stop. They said it happened Wednesday morning. The man approached the kids in a black sedan and told them that the parents had called the Uber to get them and bring them to school.
What a sicko.
Luckily, the kids were smart enough not to go with him. We can hear from an unnamed area resident.
I think that's a horrible thing, and I hope they catch the guy. And I'm disappointed to hear that's happening here. It's a very, very pleasant place to live. When I come home in the evenings, there are children playing all over.
It's like the clowns in the white vans in the mid-'80s when I was growing up.
Yeah. And we go to Florida for the next one.
And now...
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of...
Come to Miami!
Florida.
Florida.
Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Some beachgoers in Florida upset after they unexpectedly had an encounter with a nudist.
All right.
Nudist population, actually. There was more than one at Playa Linda Beach.
Is it a nude beach anyway? Or is there...
So the issue here comes because they complain about it and officials say, oh, I'm so sorry, but the hurricane washed away the sign that said nudist beach. So these people arrived, didn't see the sign, and then all of the sudden, you know, they had boobs in their face. Yeah.
Well, what's the issue?
None for some, but if you bring kids, I guess, there could be an issue there.
Should be more nude beaches in America.
I knew you would say that.
Should be.
You think every beach should be nude?
Well, not every beach. Maybe there's a place that you want to take your kids, but there should be more. Uh-huh. There's not enough. Uh-huh. I mean, you think about it. It's
nobody you ever see at a nude beach is somebody you'd want to see. At a
no, but it's not about seeing people on the beach. See, that's
the whole thing.
It's freeing.
No, it's right.
Yeah, but I feel like you're getting sand everywhere. That just seems like a mess.
I don't know if I would go nude, like in Europe.
You're getting sand. Do you ever go to the beach with shorts on?
No, you don't get sand in that bad. What? I would go topless. I wouldn't go bottomless.
You would go so Nantucket.
Nantucket's too close to home. You would run into somebody you went to high school with, and all of a sudden you're topless.
That's why I said there should be more. Then it would be like something that is not frowned upon, right? And there'd be beaches where you could take your family.
Be no shame.
It's not about going there and, like, Curtis, you're not going to the YMCA pools to look at women. You're going there to be free. You're freeing yourself, right? You're going there like, you know, I like to, especially when I go to a nude beach in the Caribbean, I love to swim in the warm water. Mm. You know?
Wait, what? You go in the ocean?
Yeah.
Don't you always say what's in the water? Why do you go in the ocean in the Caribbean but not here?
Oh, because have you seen Caribbean water? It's as blue as the sky.
If you feel like you can see the sea creatures, you'll go in the water.
Yes. Okay. If I go in the water and I could be, you know, neck deep and look down and I could see like the bottom of the floor.
You've already said you like walking around the house nude.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
That's like a thing you do.
Yes.
You sleep nude.
Yeah.
What about if your kids are around?
Sleep nude.
But like, are you walking around the house?
No, not with the kids walking around. Okay. But, you know, once they're like, you know, once they're gone, it's freeing. And I think a lot of people like to go there in the summertime, you know, want the shorts and riding up and all that other stuff.
No tan lines.
Want to be free.
Yeah.
All right. That's it, I guess.
All right.
Time-wise news.
No worries.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Coming up, we'll get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will discuss what Bill Belichick looks for in prospects coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.